Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
And we kick off with this. Over the last couple of days, the news has been on fire over the trip to Malaysia by the Shadow Immigration Minister Scott Morrison to check out for himself the conditions under which asylum seekers will be held there if the Gillard government's so-called Malaysia solution goes ahead, and it's still an if. The idea is to send up to 800 asylum seekers to Malaysia in exchange for 4,000 already processed refugees. Scott Morrison's trip has been labelled a stunt. Senior Malaysian minister says it's pointless grandstanding. And separate to that, over this weekend, the former Prime Minister Malcolm Fraser has weighed in. He says both of our major parties are playing politics with asylum seekers and chasing what he calls the redneck vote. It's also sparked quite a discussion, if you have a look on our Open House Community Facebook page, about whether we should be pursuing this issue at all, as has been done many times in the past. Be interested in your thoughts on this, 1300 40 2020, or keep posting on our Open House Community Facebook page after we hear from Scott Morrison himself, who joins us on the line tonight from Malaysia. Scott Morrison, good evening.
Good evening, Lee. It's lovely to be with you.
Yeah, thanks very much for joining us. You've been talking, I know, to human rights groups and some of the opposition MPs there. Tell us what you've seen and what you've experienced over these last couple of days.
The last couple of days, and particularly today, I've spent all my time talking to local refugees who live here in Malaysia. The purpose of this visit was to understand how they get by from day to day, to get beyond the government offices and find out what daily life is like for an asylum seeker and refugee in Malaysia living in the community, because that's where the government is proposing to send 800 people. And so that's been my experience. I've heard story after story, which has been incredibly confronting, whether it's Chin refugees, whether it's Karen, both Christian groups from Burma, the Rohingyas, whose story is most distressing, and then a very small community here, which is asylum seekers and refugees from the Middle East. Basically, if you're here as a refugee or as an asylum seeker, you're on your own and very vulnerable.
And tell us the kind of conditions that you've both seen and heard about.
Well, today, amongst many places, I sat in a room where 30 people were living in 5x2 rooms. There are 15 children in that building. There was one toilet shared amongst 60 people in the whole block. Basically, they're not allowed to work. They've been arrested. They've been taken away. Even if they've got a UNHCR card, even if that happens, they still get taken away. It takes a month or two to sort that out. At the same time, the wife stays at home with the children, unable to support themselves. I mean, they're just completely vulnerable. And that's the situation we're proposing to send people.
I was going to ask that. Are you convinced that these are the circumstances that these asylum seekers will be going into if this Malaysia solution goes ahead? Because it's an important point.
Well, that's all I can assume, because if they're not going into these circumstances, then they're going to put in special conditions. And what's been said to me by human rights group after human rights group is, why would you establish a second class of two-tiered system of refugees here? I mean, if 800 get a special deal, what about the 94,000?
Mind you, that's the frequent assurance from the Prime Minister and the Immigration Minister that there will be special conditions for those sent there.
Well, even with the best will in the world, Lee, and I'm going to assume that, the best will in the world. I mean, Chris Bowen and I deal with a very difficult portfolio. There are human consequences for every decision we make.
Yes.
And I don't think Chris Bowen wants to damage people any more than he thinks I do. But I think it's important that we confront the human realities of what it is like to live in the community as an asylum seeker in Malaysia, and the practical constraints of protecting any one group, whether it's the 800 who are sent here, the 80,000 Chin, the 10,000 Karen, or the 400 Afghans who are living here. I mean, UNHCR cards have been here for decades, but still those cards aren't recognised. People are taken away. And the biggest fear every family told me was the fear of being taken away or arrested.
And yet, I guess Julia Gillard and Chris Bowen would say, well, that just will not happen under the conditions which we will strike with Malaysia.
Well, if they had held the meetings I've held over the last few days, I don't know how they could say that and believe that could be practically delivered. I mean, people may say whatever they want. People might give all sorts of guarantees here, but the people on the ground here know what the reality will be. And look, it's a difficult thing to guarantee because there is just so many people. When you go into the community, you basically vanish. No one goes to school unless the schools are provided by the community groups. There's no public schools. You pay to go to a public hospital to have a baby, which costs about 800 ringgit, which is about more than 2 months' wages for these people. They're not allowed to work. And if they do work, you can imagine what treatment they get from their employers.
What are the human rights groups and the opposition MPs you've spoken to there? What are they saying about this plan? How are they viewing it?
Well, I won't speak to the opposition MPs until tomorrow, and I'll also be speaking with government officials tomorrow. They've agreed to meet with me, and I'll be touring one of the detention centres. But what they're saying to me is, and I agree with this, I have no issue with taking 4,000 people out of this situation into Australia. We believe we can accommodate that within the existing humanitarian program. These are meritorious cases which deserve our attention. They can't understand why we would send 800 people back into this existence.
The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, has said this trip is jeopardising Australia's relations with Malaysia, your trip. She says it's an incredibly destructive stunt. How do you respond to that?
Well, that sounds like a Prime Minister who doesn't want to confront the realities, the human realities of the decisions that she's considering making. I mean, Graham Tom, the spokesperson for Amnesty on this issue, said the Prime Minister should familiarise herself with the conditions women face here in Malaysia as a refugee and asylum seeker. Now, that's what I'm doing, Lee. I didn't have any media with me today as I went round and I visited all of these individuals. I mean, there's other media here covering aspects of the visit, but I just sat in people's homes and listened to their stories. I mean, there was one fellow there who'd basically wrecked his back from having to lift things as a labourer. He has tuberculosis. He's living in a family with three children and his wife, and there's another family living in that flat. I mean, they have no hope, no future. It was just devastating.
Could I ask you this? How much are the politics of this issue driving you, and how much is your openly acknowledged Christian faith driving it?
Well, you know, I don't often talk about the latter, Lee, as you know, but
yes.
What I want to see is the humanitarian program that we have as a country have integrity. And I want us to be able to take as many meritorious cases as we can around the world. And I can tell you there's thousands of them here in Malaysia. And when you have people arrive illegally in Australia, that does deny a place to another. And when the boats don't come, we can maximise the places that go to everyone. We can ensure that people don't take those dangerous voyages on boats and be exploited by people smugglers. And that's the outcome I want to get back to. I mean, there are no pleasant choices in this issue, but I tell you what, I couldn't send people here.
Can I put one of the posts on our Facebook to you from David? He says, this should in no way be a divisive issue for Christian people. Matthew 7:12 says it all, do to others whatever you would like them to do to you.
Well, what's the answer? I mean, do we just let people come willy-nilly? I mean, at some point, I mean, there's 10.4 million refugees in the world. You're going to have to say no at some point. And that requires you to have an immigration program that has integrity and a border protection regime that protects the integrity of that program. And that ensures, in my view, and this is why I'm comfortable with this position, that we can maximise the humanitarian impact of our humanitarian program. And that Australians are generous people, and we want to be able to provide that support. But we want to be able to do it in a way that extends that generosity where we think the need is greatest. And I tell you, the people I've met here today, they will never see a boat. They will never have the money to get on a boat. They will never leave here unless they get a resettlement through an offshore application. And last year we had 47,000 people around the world seek that choice in Australia. And I think they deserve at least as good a chance, if not better, than someone who comes by paying the people smuggler.
So what will you be doing with what you've learnt and your experiences when you come back to Australia?
Look, my first message tonight to all of those who've heard this message and may be familiar with the plight of the Chin and Karen and other refugees here in Burma, they need your help. They rely completely on the charitable support of Christians around the world. And either ring your local Christian radio station where you're listening to this tonight, go to my website, scottmorrison.com.au, send me a message because they don't have a website.
No.
And they need your help now. And so that's point number one. The second, I'll be taking the learnings of this back and talking to Tony Abbott and Julie Bishop and others and constructing how we, you know, further develop our policy here. But I remain very devastated by the fact that I just cannot see how they can make this work on the ground. Any guarantees of human rights will be words. I don't see how they can translate into deeds.
Scott Morrison, we very much appreciate your time tonight on Open House from Malaysia. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for the opportunity to be with you, Lee.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.